A very good afternoon from the sports team. The Proteas have beaten Australia by 98 runs in their first ODI in Cairns. Let's have a look and see what happened there. The Proteas batted first and made 296 for 8, which we thought might have been a few runs short. Aidan Markram top scored with 82 from 81 balls. Skipper Themba Bavuma made 65, while Matthew Brietske continued his incredible start to his ODI career. He made 57. Vian Mulder finished with 31 not out of 26 deliveries to get them to that mark. In reply, it was the Keshav Maharaj show. Australia were going along so nicely. They were 60 without loss before Maharaj kicked into gear. He finished eventually with 5 for 33. From his 10 overs. Pranellan Subbiah made his debut for the Proteas in ODI cricket, took 1 for 46, and there was 2 wickets each for Nandre Berger and Lungi Ngidi. Maharaj spoke after the game and said that the team did well to break the dangerous partnership between Mitchell Marsh and Ben Dawcius.
Yeah, very much so. I think, firstly from a point of series where we start very slowly, it's nice to put our front foot forward and then just to see how clinical we are. We're going to expect partnerships. It's not a case of just running through a very solid batting lineup. Yeah, we had the breakthrough, but we expected a partnership, but the guys were still quite diligent in terms of the execution and, you know, quite clinical when we did get the wicket of Dwarfes at the end.
The second ODI is in Mackay on Friday. Then in some rugby news now, Rassie Erasmus has made 10 changes to the Springbok squad for their second rugby championship clash with Australia in Cape Town this weekend. Jesse Creel will captain the side that features 5 changes in the backs and 5 in the forwards. Andre Pollard comes in at fly half. Damian Dialende starts at 12. Cheslin Colby and Kanan Moody are the other 2 changes in the back line. Grant Williams is the other survivor along with Creel from that loss at Ellis Park. Amongst the forwards, Thomas Du Toit will start at prop. Arches Snyman and Ruan Nokia come into the second row, while Franco Mostert gets a start on the flank, and Jean-Luc Dupreer will start at number 8. Oxenchair, Malcolm Marks and Marco van Staden will all start again. There's a 6-2 split on the bench. Evan Etzebeth and Lourdes Diaga will start on the pine, while Sasha Feinberg and Ngoma Zulu comes into the match day 23. And we're going to finish with some tennis news. Men's world number 1 Jannik Sinner says that he'll be fit for the US Open starting on Sunday. Illness forced the Italian to withdraw from the Cincinnati Open final against Carlos Alcaraz. He was 5 love down in that first set before he retired from the match. That's all for this hour for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.